I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
Good evening. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. A historic landslide. That's what New York gave Bill de Blasio. He is the first Democratic mayor in New York City since 1989. And many are celebrating him as New York's progressive mayor. One supporter, Connie Stewart, says Bill de Blasio is the man New York has been waiting for.
He is going to serve all the people. Everyone is going to have an opportunity to the services that we all deserve. He is going to look at how the police and the community can work better together. Stop and frisk, there's a place for it, but it's how it's being handled that is not working right now. Housing, the rent is a problem.
Too damn high.
Exactly. And I know that he is going to work on that as well. And the schools. Our schools are a major issue. We have a lot of problems. He is concerned. He is the first mayor, really, whose children have gone through the public school system. So he knows what it's like. He knows what we need. And I always say that, you know what? He is a man of the people. He knows what the cost of bread and milk cost. And that is something, because we all need to eat. And the cost of food is high. And so I'm just looking forward to the changes.
Yes. And de Blasio is going to unite a city that has been divided for so many years.
Wilbur Devenish.
And, you know, I'm unemployed for the last 4 months. I'm in my, you know, later years, so I'm looking for a job, too, and affordable housing.
So you think that de Blasio is going to be good for jobs?
He will be good for jobs. He's going to create new jobs for affordable homes, which is what so many people are lacking.
My name is Faith Burnell, and as a healthcare provider, I see him on all the lines for the hospitals being closed to try to keep things open. And that's an area where jobs are, and jobs are needed always for people. And in that area, I think he will do wonders for our community in doing so. But as politics is politics, we the people have to be behind our elected officials to make sure that they are accountable to the people who has put them in office. And that's where the unification of our culture and all people will come in tremendously in changing the system that we have today.
Hopes are pinned on to the new mayor. Businessman Adam Hussein from Bangladesh has lived in New York City for the past 20 years. He's a wholesaler who's been finding it difficult to keep his business going.
I have my business in Manhattan for the last 17 years on Broadway and 27th Street. Last couple years, our business been affected because we have customers coming from all over the different states in downtown Manhattan, Broadway 27, 29. But they've been giving so much ticket. I don't know what happened. Like, we need a change in our downtown Broadway so we can bring the business back to Manhattan again. I hope we will have a change this time.
And now you had the biggest businessman as mayor, Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Why would you think that Mayor de Blasio could do what Mayor Bloomberg couldn't?
We don't see any better thing Mayor did for our business, because our business is not a like multimillionaire business. Mayor Bloomberg, last 12 years we see in Manhattan what happened, all the rich people, the building owner, those building became hotel these days. If you walk on Broadway, you used to see truck, they're unloading, loading, all the business going on there. Now you see all the hotel, all the bar, all the club. That's not good for our business. That's just good for the rich people. That's not helping us middle class or poor class.
So you're describing Mayor de Blasio's tale of two cities.
Exactly. We hope he will hear our voice.
That de Blasio is approachable, that he's a man of the people and understands the melting pot, which is New York City, is what one hears again and again about the mayor-elect. Queens Council member Donovan Richards says a de Blasio win means a bottom-down approach rather than a top-down approach for New York City.
My district is still suffering from Hurricane Sandy. we're going to have an opportunity to have a mayor who understands the outer boroughs, not just Manhattan.
Yeah, that's been a problem. Mayor Bloomberg was really a Manhattan mayor, wasn't he?
Yes, yes. He was a Manhattan mayor. And there were some good things he did. I don't want to discredit that, but there's a lot more he could have done for those of us who were really suffering in the outer boroughs. And the people who spoke in this election, they spoke loud and they spoke clear tonight. And this is why we're going to have Mayor de Blasio.
And what do you think he can do for your community? Now, you're out in what?
I represent the Rockaway, Laurelton, Springfield Gardens, and Rosedale.
And you were hit really hard.
And we were hit very hard by Sandy. He was there with us on the front lines. Bill de Blasio was in the office giving out supplies every day with us when our families were suffering. So this is someone, I think, who understands my community more than Bloomberg could have ever.
So what are you expecting?
I'm expecting him to continue to do what he's been doing since he was public advocate when he was city council member, to make sure that he's fighting for those who are impoverished, those New Yorkers who really are in need. And I expect it, and he's spoken a lot about the Tale of Two Cities during his campaign. And you know what? He's someone who understands it.
So, Councilman, when Mayor Bloomberg was dealing with your community and the devastation, did you find him forthcoming? How was that?
There's still a lot of families still struggling. And, you know, there are a lot of good programs out there, but there was a recent report that came out that said 50 people who were earning under $57,000 a year in my district, they still haven't even built one-third of their home back yet. So the problem is that we have to stop looking at this city, not to say people who earn $57,000 are millionaires, but we have to make sure we're looking at the bottom. And I think that's something that this administration could have done a better job at, and a de Blasio administration will do a better job at.
Brooklyn Council Member Dominic Recchi.